over here to Brenda. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I just got blood work done, and specifically I was concerned about my thyroid panel. I'm 71 years old, and my TSH is at 0.080, but my free T3 is at 440, PG/DL. And so when I had that thyroid panel done, I was on 60 milligrams of Armour Thyroid. So I went to my naturopath and was given a prescription that split because she said that Armour can't treat things separately. So she gave me a prescription for 50 micrograms of levothyroxine and 5 micrograms of leothyronine, both of which are synthetic. And I'm specifically trying to avoid synthetic, but if this is what I need to do, then I was wondering what your opinion is. I'm also taking one drop of J. Crowe's Legals iodine.
And is that a prescription one or not, ma'am?
Not a prescription.
All right. Well, I'll just start there. The reason I ask if it was a prescription is one cannot get full-strength Legals iodine without prescription.
Okay.
Because I'm not kidding, because Los Federales at FDA have published right on their website that they're deathly afraid that if they could get full-strength without a prescription, that drug dealers would get it. I'm not kidding. That's what it says on their website. And everything that's available without prescription is a weak strength. So ask your naturopathic doc for a prescription for full strength. And it is safe to use 2 drops a day. That is below the margin where it might suppress one's own thyroid function. You just never go past 2 drops a day, ma'am. And one other thing that I tell all the ladies, because there's research to prove it, and that is that if 1 drop is rubbed into the breast, one drop into each breast daily, that iodine will be living being a mineral in the breast, and breasts like iodine. Guess why? Because when a breast cancer cell starts to form, it combines with the iodine that's resident in there, and it kills the breast cancer cell. That's why.
Oh,
so,
great.
And that way you don't swallow it. You just rub it in. The body will absorb it. Well, let's get back to your thyroid test, and I'm sorry for talking fast because there's a lot of folks waiting.
Yes.
One thing that might relieve you a tiny bit is to know that those, even though those are synthetic, they are bioidentical. They are bioidentical. So they are that way. But what puzzles me a little bit is why someone hasn't reviewed the textbook on endocrinology from the University of Washington that tells us that whole thyroid, such as the one you were using, has in it 12 active components. And that this T4 and T3 are only 2 of the 12. So when one is taken off of a whole thyroid and put onto these bioidenticals but synthetics, or synthetics but bioidenticals, one is missing the other 10 components that can be helpful around the body. Good grief. So unless one has an autoimmune thyroid problem, in which case you'd be told you have antibodies to your thyroid that are high, I always recommend the whole thyroid. Really, because it's got all these other factors. And then there's one other thing, ma'am. Your TSH is low. By the time we're 71, many of us have a low TSH, and you would think that if the TSH were low, it might mean something. And you know what? It does. You want to go online, please. Have you got a pencil handy, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
And put in the name Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. And then here's the one that I have to spell, P-I-E-R. That's P-I-E-R.
Is that P like Paul?
Yes, P like Paul, I-E-R. And then another P, and then A-O-L-I.
A-O-L-I.
So yeah, Walter Pierpaoli. And then put in TRH, and you'll get all kinds of information about the TRH hormone, which fades as we grow older, and if it fades, the TSH goes down and stays there.
Okay. So the TSH being that low should be
a signal that you need to investigate further. And I'm sorry, ma'am, We're at the top of the hour. We got to go there. Sorry.